The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A lone gunman caused panic on Sunday evening at the Fairgreen shopping centre in Carlow. As you know, shots were fired in the air by the gunman, who's been identified as 22-year-old Evan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald died at the scene by a self-inflicted gunshot. No one else was harmed. Now, joining us is Sarah Burns, news reporter for the Irish Times, and Andrea Dalton, Fianna Fáil councillor for the Municipal District of Carlow. Good morning and welcome to you both. Sarah, first of all, just describe what we know of how this whole thing unfolded.
Yeah, so it was around 6:15 p.m. on Sunday evening that Evan Fitzgerald fired a number of shots in the air while walking around the Fairgreen shopping centre in Carlow town. Shoppers fled from the shopping centre and 999 calls to Gardaí were made. Gardaí and armed detectives arrived to the scene fairly quickly, who then identified themselves to Fitzgerald. A further shot was discharged from him, fatally wounding himself. Garda headquarters said no shots were discharged by any of the Gardaí present. A young girl suffered minor injuries while fleeing the shopping centre and received medical treatment. And the army's bomb squad was called in and later declared the area safe.
So basically the girl who was injured had nothing to do with Fitzgerald except that she was fleeing at the time and came to some minor harm.
Exactly. I understand she was fleeing from the shopping centre and injured her leg at the time.
Now tell me about the bomb squad. Why were they brought in?
Yeah, so the army bomb squad was called in and they declared the area safe, while at a private residence, investigators recovered two rounds of ammunition and a barrel containing a mix of alcohol and chemicals. So on Monday evening, a Garda statement said Fitzgerald's body had been removed from the scene and taken to a mortuary for a post-mortem by the state pathologist. The body had been left there in situ overnight, pending an examination by Defence Forces experts from Collins's Barracks.
So they thought that perhaps there might be a device on Evan Fitzgerald's body, but there was none, and the scene was declared safe and his body could be removed. Now, tell me about Evan Fitzgerald himself. He was due in court actually today.
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow, perhaps it was. It was an Ace District Court, but he was facing a total of 13 firearms and explosive charges. He obviously posed a danger due to his obsession with guns, as Gardaí said, but he was also regarded as quite vulnerable. He was a steelyard worker from Kilskin in County Wicklow, and he was described as having this fascination with firearms. He had been on bail for over a year as he awaited trial on charges relating to possessing two guns, ammunition for a wide range of firearms, and explosive powders. So the two guns were seized along with two types of ammunition back in March 2024 in County Kildare, resulting in Fitzgerald being charged. He also faced nine other charges, including seven related to possessing ammunition and two of possessing powders that could be used to make explosives. So at Fitzgerald's first appearance before the courts last March, Detective Garda Curran, Gavin Curran, of the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau said it had been investigating firearms trafficking, and as part of that inquiry it performed a controlled stop in Strafford, County Kildare, and this resulted in the two guns and ammunition being seized.
Now, he was due to be served the book of evidence at his court appearance tomorrow, so that might have revealed something of the provenance of the weapons that he secured, because in this jurisdiction it's not easy to get weapons bar, you know, the farmyard shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. I think the allegation that probably would have been heard was that the firearms were purchased online on the dark net for around €2,700 by Fitzgerald using an encrypted email account. And previously, the court was told he had made full admissions. He was due before an Ace District Court tomorrow to have that book of evidence served on him in the case, and he hadn't yet entered a plea in relation to the charges.
Now, the questions that are raised by all of this is that the Gardaí opposed bail, but the court gave him bail, and the wisdom of that decision will no doubt be questioned.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a bit of reaction to this over the last day or so. Sinn Féin's justice spokesman, Matt Carthy, saying it was deeply concerning that the gunman involved was on bail for very serious firearms charges. He said there needed to be a wider review of the enforcement and operation of our bail laws. He spoke about receiving a parliamentary question response back in March that revealed over 40,000 crimes committed last year were committed by those on bail, and said this was shocking. A spokesperson spokesperson for the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, said that he had recently announced that Lorcan Steyne's senior counsel is to assess current bail laws and make any recommendations he believes are appropriate, taking into account the requirements of constitutional justice. I imagine the issue will probably come up today at leaders' questions when the Dáil resumes, or in questions with the Taoiseach.
Now, the question of the way his description was announced very quickly, it reminded me of what happened in Liverpool last week after the traffic incident where a man ploughed into the fans celebrating Liverpool's win. They announced that he was an Irishman, you know, white Irishman. So this is, it would appear, to try and stop the social media storm that sometimes accompanies events like this.
Exactly. So his ethnicity and his nationality were publicly shared by the Gardaí on Sunday after some far-right social media accounts claimed the incident was carried out by a foreign national. There were some far-right social media users also describing the incident as a mass shooting with multiple victims wounded, which obviously wasn't the case. And I know as well, Fine Gael TD Michael Carrigy, who sits on the Oireachtas Media Committee, has called for social media firms, you know, to be quicker in taking down this sort of misinformation when it appears on their platforms, because obviously it's creating, you know, it's spreading fear in communities.
Well, the only way to deal with that is to turn them into publishers, not platforms, and then they have to be as circumspect as we would have to be, or you and the Irish Times would have to be. They can't just let this stuff go unchallenged willy-nilly. Finally, the question of this man, Evan Fitzgerald's vulnerability. I mean, obviously, if he was identified as a vulnerable person, there's also a duty of care on the part of maybe the Gardaí and the courts to ensure his own safety from himself, perhaps.
Yeah, like, you know, as I was saying, like Gardaí said, he was regarded as vulnerable, but he obviously did pose a danger due to this obsession with guns. The court heard a number of months ago that he had this fascination with firearms. So, like, I suppose it's this might come like in part of subsequent investigations now as to that balancing act in terms of trying to monitor this kind of vulnerable person.
Yeah. And it should be pointed out that he didn't fire his gun, his weapon, at anybody. I mean, he discharged it up towards the ceiling. That doesn't mean that it couldn't have done harm, because when you've got a live firearm, anything can happen. But he wasn't deliberately targeting people, it would appear.
No, it doesn't. And he was, from what it seems to be, he was just firing shots in the air and then obviously fired the shot towards himself. But as you said, you know, in these kind of things, you never know what might happen. And we obviously had that young girl who was fleeing the scene and had that minor injury. But you just don't know with these kind of incidents.
All right, Sarah, thank you very much for that very comprehensive report. That's Sarah Burns, news reporter for the Irish Times. Andrea Dalton, Fianna Fáil councillor for the Municipal District of Carlow, listening to that conversation. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What was the reaction in Carlow town itself? I mean, this is a most unusual kind of occurrence.
It surely is. It's probably, I suppose, the word we would use is unprecedented. Carlow is the 12th largest town in Ireland. It's a bustling market town, a very safe town and a lovely place to live. So when news broke of this incident the other evening, people were shocked and horrified. But I suppose on my part and part of the community here, I suppose there's also a great sense of relief, because given the initial reports that were going out, it could have been a whole lot worse. And as you mentioned yourself there, if somebody discharges a firearm, albeit anywhere, you don't know where bullets or pellets can go. So I think we're relieved that we're not dealing with greater numbers of injuries or tragedies here today.
How did the council react yesterday to what had happened?
Well, the council were very swift in their reaction, of course. We have to give the great credit to the Gardaí and our Carlow Fire and Rescue Services, the ambulance services who were on the scene, and the Defence Forces, but also the Carlow and our Chief Executive put in place HSE. In line with the HSE, we put in supports in county buildings for anybody who was in the vicinity or affected by the incident could call into county buildings and talk to trained professionals. And I just inquired this morning, and a number of people did avail of that service. So that was a great service to be able to offer people. It's a very shocking incident, and Fair Green is a very wide open, very well managed shopping centre. It's a big, large, wide open atrium. So I'm sure a lot of people would have been able to witness or seen the incident, or also would have been affected by the evacuation. by all accounts, the staff and management of the shopping centre evacuated the building along with the Gardaí, evacuated the building in a very efficient and a good manner. And for that, we would be eternally grateful.
On that note, thank you very much, Andrea Dalton, Fianna Fáil councillor for Carlow. Thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.